The Chazon today is Siman Kuf Hey, Sif Aleph through Gimel. So Sif Aleph stands on its own. That's what's called about Kovashka Mevushal. So Kovashka Mevushal, there are a number of, really two major topics we have to discuss. The first topic is, very nice Kovashka Mevushal. The question is, Kovash in what and for how long? Those are two fundamental issues. Kovash in what and for how long? So the original source for how long is a Tosfos on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Let's open up. I'm on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Let's see what it says. Tosfos Kuf Ches Amud Aleph is really not our Indian Tosfos as such. They quote enough in the Gemara in the Masechta Pesachim. Chiddushu. They say, what's the Masechta of Pesachim? What's the Chiddush? The Torah Lekula Yama B'chalva Shari. Af al gav shenivla chola bebasar, af al vishut sonein. How can that be? Because kavish gam avushal. You see, kavish gam avushal is 24 hours. Black and white in the Gemara, 24 hours. You also see that it could be basar and cholov, right? Cholov is a regular, pretty bland drink. I mean, it's not quite water, but it's not much more than that. And therefore, you see two things. One, that 24 hours, and two, any liquid, presumably, would suffice. It's interesting, that's what the Rosh says based upon Ferish, based upon this Gemara Pesachim. The Mordechai has a different Gemara in Avodah Zarah, about the Kankanim, Shulgoyim, Mimalan, Mayim, Gimel, Yomim, Umaran, Kabbalah, Kach, Polto. And therefore he suggests that really it's to be 3 days. 3 days. Okay. That's issue number one. So far we have two opinions, 1 day or 3 days. Tosfos Lashon is 1 or 2 days. It's 1 or 2 days. Is it make up your mind? It's either 1 day or it's 2 days. That's a kasha that we had. Aside from that, there was an important Rashi, because on the sugi of Kovashim, which was found in a couple of places here in Masechta Chulin. First one is over here, Sadi Zayin Amud Beis. Kovash Harei Hu Kimavusho. Zok Rashi Kovash Bechometz. Ooh, Chometz. Vinegar. Vinegar is pretty sharp. Some can, maybe Rashi holds it's limited to a case of vinegar, perhaps. Others say it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Shvius, what does it say? The Vered Yoshan Shekuvsha B'Shemen Chodesh Chai B'Bir. There you go, chlorine. It's not Dafka Chomet, which is sharp. Shemen, there's Chanukah, too much Shemen. Oil, I guess, plain old olive oil is not so sharp. It's comparable, you know, it's comparable to milk, basically. So the Pashup Shad is that it applies not only to Chomet, but applies even to water and as well as milk and oil, the official drinks that we have. Right? So that says, this is what the Pashup Shad is that way. Pashup Shad is that way. Fine. So it's interesting. The Rush has a Yesod. Quote in Avodah Zarah, Nifla Tamo, talking about the Achbar Sugya, Peshecher of a Chometz, because the Gemara talks about Chometz and Naf Samach Tes and Mesech Avodah Zarah, if you recall, and then Samach Ches about Shecher, and Meis Lies, as opposed to what? Tzir. Oh, so now we're going to be Tzvedin. Take a look in the Rosh over here in Chulin, Perik Ches Simin Mem Tes, towards the end. Here we have a Nudin. The Rosh himself says, that they're going to be, it's not limited to something which is sharp, it applies even to water. But over here at the very end of Simon, Mem Tes is on page Resh Tezayin in our print, with a small little tzadi, is a Shia Kavisha, Habekilu Nosno Alo Or, Kdesh Yatiach Vyaskal Levasha. That's the Shia. Nichmash Betoch Atzir, the Shia Zeh, Nesak Lamasha Betoch Atzir, Vapokos Mishia Zeh. Well, that's like a klipa, right? Maliach kiroseach, but kavash is kibavushal, and it asks everything. He says, Maliach is on the klipa, we saw it maybe be netila. We'll come to that, that's really the next inyan. It's here in the Rush, Perakhes, Simon, Mem Tes. Take a look in the Badaniyot, the Vostani, so the Chalek ben Hochash and Nitmash Betzir. Shuoseach doesn't mean it's hot. It means it's sharp. the nichbash the alma bedavat sonein water etc. to prepare beis avodazar din chaf prepare baser yinav cause the shiur meis liyes. So it's zvei dinim, zvei dinim. If you look in the, let's open the Shulchan Aruch now. Okay, the Siman Kufay, Rabbi Osai, that's our Siman for today. We start with Sif Aleph. Again, we're only trying to do three Sifim today. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. That's it. But as we pointed out, they're very Aleph is by far and away the easiest. Aleph is a breeze compared to Beis and Gimel, but even a breeze, you have to see it. So the Shachrites over here in Siman Kufay Sifkot Beis. What the Mechaber say? The Mechaber says that there's a concept of Kovishka Mavushal. What does it say? Yisrish Meheter, Be'es Li'es, Bitsone, Kovishka Mavushal, Nesa Kulo. Otherwise, Badocha Sagi. Fine, this is what it says. V'im u Kovish Betoch Tzir, or Betoch Chomet, Him Shav, Kadesh Yedneno, Ala Ur, V'yatiach, Yaskal Levashel, Harehu Kimavushal, Pokaz Mashir Zeh, L'Nesa Elekadei Klipa. Everything's great except for one thing. Chometz? Did you say chometz? That's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh said tzir. As a matter of fact, if you look on the Shach, Sivkotin pays, why is tzir different? The Machas of Sichas HaMelech Daib Sheyishik Eshnen Alor V'Yatulatiyach. Period. That's the Shir. We know that's a Shir comes from Elicha. That's where that Shir comes from. So it applies over here as well. Of course, the question becomes, why should it apply to tzir? To chometz, rather. Very difficult. The Shach quotes, he extends it to Chometz. He doesn't understand where that comes from. Where did it come from? Tema. The Rosh himself says that Chometz is only, it's a Yom Shalom. We saw it in Madana Yontif. Lo domi Chometz Tzir. Tzir shanu osu mikheshul koach ha-melach sheyesh bo. So therefore, Daish yitnenu al yoshir atiyach shum demaliach v'yakir vaseach. As the Rosh explains, Mashenge b'chomet and the mechaber himself in Kuf Dalet, his chomet is different. So steer in the mechaber. So I wanted to suggest Pshat and Tosfos 1 day or 2 days that they send against the Mordechai requires 3 days. So sometimes it's one, sometimes it's two. All depends on how you know on the what the particular substances are. Because you see, there's some flexibility over here. Things are not always exactly the same. This is the best I can do as far as that Tosfos is concerned. We've understood the fundamental questions we had in what and how long. So it depends. Lemaisa. If it's in water, milk, oil, the case is in Shas, or Chometz, which is also in Shas, we pass on the Deen of Pashut against the Mechaber here. That's it's you need 24 hours. If it's however Tzir, it's much less. But that shear is also a subject of questions here. It's a meal, more or less. In Chometz, though, we have to worry about the Mechaber Shita, and that's the whole discussion we had about the people who put their moror, their lettuce, to get rid of the bugs. They put it into vinegar, and the question was raised, Gevalt! It's considered that moror mevushel is no good, and it's kovishka mevushel, and here it's only the klipa, but the whole lettuce is only two klipas, there's not much left besides. So I think it was the Megillah Sefer, the whole Arichas about it, he was matirid for various reasons.
So we hold the Shach, or we don't hold the Shach?
Pashut we should hold the Shach, you really should, but the Mechaber is a Mechaber, you know. One of the Tziruf was the Shach, that Chometz is, that requires 24 hours. The other Tzirufim, which I'm not going to go into right now. Good. The second critical question about Chometz, this is the second and final, this is I told you a shorter topic, relatively speaking, is how does it work? How does it work? So, the Rosh explains how to find kovish. What if I put it into applesauce? You know, something which is neither solid nor liquid. So the definition is it's the East is misno ea mi mokom lemoko. That's quoted over here. Rabbi Osai, take a look over here. It's found in the Shulchan Aruch. You can see it over here in the Prima Gadim. Mishpat Zozov Sivkot and Aleph talks about a great length with Kovashka Bavushal. Towards the beginning, he says, Tshuva Sarash, Imrach Shaisen Hamunach Mesova Misna Anea Imokom Lamokom. It goes from place to place. That's the definition of Kovash. Fine. Good. Now, Interesting, Rabbi Ki Vegas says over here, Mies Lies, be also Nayim. Avon Shavchon Lamayim, Toch Meyaseis, Veshavchon Lamayim, Toch Meyaseis, Veshavchon Lamayim, Af Sheshor Meyaseis, Betziruf, Lo Mikmi Kovash, quotes it from the Shach, and other Gedolim, say the same way. Okay, question is why? Why? So, that's an excellent question, why should be so? Is it so? So, it's a big, big question. A big, big question. So, I'll give you a brief citation about this. In the Bar HaShulchan, we're quoting our favorite Sfarim as much as we can today. Here in Siman Kuf Hei, the very beginning, Sif Katan Dalet. This is what he says. Long discussion. This is false. You need Ritzufin. Is it Hefsek? No. It comes from a Ki Vega. Yeah. What do you see from here? He writes Rabbi Five Kon Shlita. You see from this then, Shabliya va Plita shall Plata shall Kvisha Nasa Kula Bigmar Meslies. Who quotes it? He quotes it from the Chavaz Da, says so. It all happens in 1 second. Lefizah Shapi Shloma Shapula Sakvisha Trichalios Pula Nimsheches. But according to the other poskim, who the other poskim? He quotes this from Chavis Yoyer and Crazy Placey. Yeah, what do they say? Shaplet dava bliya meschilos miad. Raksha nifla vinivla ma'at ma'at. Fat chof dalet shos ein bo kede lesor. Ein nire tam loma de bin shichof dal shos ritzufim. Lomi is batla ma'sha nifla vinivla shenifsika kvisha. It says, look what he writes in Biru Meisliyes, the second one, we'll see soon. There's a fundamental machlokas over here. What's pshat? Now, the logic, as the Megillah Sefer writes, is in favor of the Chavas Yor. That's gradual. Things happen in one split second. It's hard to understand that. The only way to understand it is to say, no, it takes 24 hours for it to soften up. And once it softens up, it comes in one fell swoop. That's the only way to explain it. Otherwise, the Megillah Sefer is right. It doesn't make any sense that way. Okay, but this is the one possible nafkamina between the two shittas is this question, whether it has to be Ritzufim or not Ritzufim. That's possible nafkamina number one. Number one. This ties in to the Taz over here in Sifkot and Aleph, talks about Kalim. Taz Sifkot and Aleph, quotes to the Easter of Heter. It's Kvisha be Kalim. That what happens? If I have an Easter and a Kli Heter, the Kli is Bo Leav and Esar, Heta Bekli Yisr, so it becomes us. Fret the Helig Taz like a Valdig Akash. It takes 24 hours. By the time 24 hours are up, guess what? Nu, Nos and Tam Lefgam. We know that. So then how can it possibly be us? How can it possibly be us? So the place he quotes the Prichodosh, well, it happens at the end of Meis Lies. And it's not until the time till a second later. In fact, the place that you have Shalit Samtzeh. What is the answer? So the place the answer is, like the Chavis Yor, it's Niflad Ma'at Ma'at. It's not Murgosh until Me'es Yes. But that point is no longer Lefgam. Quote, Kvar Niflad Rov Atam Yikodem. Rak Ma'at Tam Shem Besov Pogum. Ein HaPagam Nikar. And this is what he says over here, not only in his crazy place, but since you don't have it in front of you, we're trying to save time. It's over here in the Matte Yohonason. In Siman Kuf Hei, in the Matte Yohonason, he has exactly the same Nekuda. Where's the Matte Yohonason? I can't find it. It's printed here. I think it's here, but you know, my eyes right now, I'm not finding it. You have Matthew Onison at the bottom of your Shulchan Aruch? I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Found it. The Tema, this is a Kasha of the Tata, we just saw. You see, you have Matthew Onison at the bottom? Kema de Lonasa Kovash Alach HaShemeh Siyes, not Lotlavka? That's the Kasha of the Taz. That's the caption of the Matthew Onison. Okay. Fine. So the Magen Avraham said, "Hapigim of Abliya Bon Kiyechad Ain Lovin Klal." He asked Shirak the Teicher Shahotzi Abosim and Akarusa Rechalav for Ifsik Afilu Rega. In looking at Pigima who called him, Zayi Yashal Tzamtzim Nafal Peter Bebiro. V'nir Eli Hod the Kaim Alon Dacha Meses Nasa Kavush Lo But Also Rega Besof Meses as who as the Chavis Da said No. As the Gam Kolal Lachain Ikanami Bliya. After the Miyach Shabbos over Shacharas of Basic Bliya Plato. The high time she also called Chavdal Shos, the time Kosh. Called Tam Kosh as there, I mean Tam Kiker. Hatzov Chavdal Shos, she nigmar Tam. Had she never loved Tam Kiker. If you say a time she also called Chavdal Shos, in a pogain. But also, Maat Mitam, she also named Chavdal Shos. Kagadal or Miran else not Gam Mutter, Rak Bim Shakola Dam a pogain. This is only a small amount. Beautiful. So it's printed, you don't have to look at it. Printed on your Gemara, on your Shogodar. The Mati Odison. That's what he holds. So he's the opposition to the two Gedolei Olam Mamish, the Mat, the Yonas, and the Chavos Das, going at it. Going at it. Comes the Biurim. Yeah, he's, the two great throne that we love are on the opposite side of the fence. That's great. We like to have the Bani HaShulchan and the Megillah Sefer. The Bani HaShulchan is the Chavos Das, man. He goes all the way. How's he where does he come from? He starts talking about the Chavos Das. Chometz, Chavos Das Kashan. Chometz is B'mashu. Should be also right away. Right away. Another kasha, yes. If one kazayas is 24 hours, the two kazayas should only take 12 hours. Gewalt. This is the Beyur, Meis Lies. If you want to look it up, it's on page. Reish Nun Gimel. That's his page number. But equal time goes to the Megillah Sefer, right? Equal time is on page Kuf. Sadi Dalit. He goes to this, he goes to the whole discussion. Kamen Afkaminas, he says. Right? He wants to know the following Shaila. The Issa was 24 hours, but it wasn't, again, but it was Beheter Shishim. After 24 hours, you took some of the Heter away. Great case. It was Bata Beshishim for 22 hours. In the last hour, you took away some of the heter. What do you say? I would say it's mutter because I'm a matayonasim man. But if you're a chavas das man, avad is going to be awesome. One afkamina. Okay. Then here's another case. You have meat that was in water 24 hours, and then you put it into milk. Same shaila, right? If you're a chavas das man, in 1 minute it becomes kavash kamavush. It's very soft without 24. If you're a matayonasim man. There's no problem. Okay? Then another case, he has. You soak it in wine. After 24 hours, a guy touches the wine. So the kli is necessary immediately. That's the Chavos Das Torah. According to Matthew Yonason, for sure not. It talks about the Chomer situation, to the Bali HaShulchan, etc., etc., etc. He goes to all the discussion. You have to have Ritzufos.
Is Megillah Sefer using these as proofs for his sides or just not the means?
He's rattling off Nafkaminas. He hasn't expressed an opinion yet. Now, the next page, Kuftadihe, he expressed an opinion. That the crazy place says, this you don't find in the Matheodosan. Close is more of a polemic. Shedvarav Krovim Yosel, the Sechel of the Metzias Ativis, the Koshel Omar, the Mesliyes, the Niflet Klum, Hakodilach Mesliyes. Aye, all the kashas that we asked? No. No. He didn't mean. Called them as chosarak bekamu satan. If it's just a matter of quantity, then you have all the kashas. What do you do with it? Because a masha, we do 12 hours and 24 hours, and all the other kashas. No, chosar beeichu satan. Vatamu kolish beeichuso and bekoch lesser. If you know masha on the pesach, doesn't matter. It's weak qualitatively, and now we understand. If you add more, it's not going to ask less than 24 hours. You need with sufas. Now with Sufis, it takes away from the Eichos HaTam, and he says, guess what? Everything he said was already found out in the Sefer Imre Bino Adkan. With this Sebosai, we conclude Sif Alf. I told you, Sif Alf is going to go fast. Now, we have to talk about Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. This is not going to go so fast. We'll try to do what we can, and after we finish, you still have plenty to do on your own. Okay. Sif Beis begins what we'll call the really hard stuff. These two sifim are really fundamental points of the Aradeya. No question about it. These two sifim are critical. Sif Beis begins as follows. Read the Shulchan Aruch first together. Chom shel kli rishon shayad saledes bo mevashel. It's a Gemara. Shabbos avmen kli rishon mevashel. Va'oser kulo. We look, if kovash is mevushel, also kulo. Kavachom mevushel proper is also kulo. I mean, that's obvious. Aber chom shel kli sheni einu mevashel. That's the mefurish of Gemara Shabbos avmen. Now here's a fight. Still now no fights. V'yesh omrim shegamke in a maf of lo mavliya. Tosfos sheet this around that bishul and bliya go together. It's based on the funny Rishalmi. Okay. V'yesh omrim to become a gomu maf of lo mavliya. We also get a klipa for roi lochush lizod av lechat chila. But the yemen mutl lo klipa v'adach av yamasagi. So the mechaber is clear as can be. He quotes in a machlokes and he passes the kula and then it's lachat chilu shvi machlok the chumra. Who? What's it all? Where the source of all this stuff? The Kamsa Mei Yerushalmi, which seems to equate Bliya and Bishul. And we saw that even though that seems to be the equation, not everyone agrees that that's the conclusion of the Yerushalmi. The Ramban is the first one who said that the Yerushalmi at the end backed out and said, no, there could be a Bliya without Bishul. And therefore, you know, Klisheni is not Mavashel, it could be Mavliya. How much? The Mechaber says Klipa. There is an opinion which is quoted from the Marshal, the Taz quotes over here. No, it's Bekulo. Bekulo. So to summarize briefly, what's Klisheni? Everyone agrees it's not Mavashel. As far as Bliya is concerned, three opinions. Zero, it's the Mechaber. Tosfos, the first opinion. Kedei Klipa, the Rashba, the second opinion in the Mechaber. And Kulo, the Marshal, quoted by the Taz over here in Sukkot Dal. Got it so far so good? So far so good. Fine. The Rashba, of course, is sort of a little bit of an uphill battle because the Pashup Shad Rishami is that there is a connection between the two. There are two ways to read the Bavli in Masechet Zvachim. It can be read exactly opposite ways that they go together, Dafka don't go together, because that's the kind of what we call in our language Irui. Because Irui, which is neither here nor there, between Rishon and Sheni, you pour from the Rishon to the Sheni, what status does that have? So here again, there are three opinions. Tosfos starts off in Shabbos by saying it's Mevashel Bekulo. They quote the Rashbam, not Mevashel at all. And then there's a compromise view, Kedei Klipa. Where Kedei Klipa? That ties into Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel says, Tato Govar, Ademeka Lebola, Psocha Mayan Vov, Ademeka Lebola, so that's where you got the Kedei Klipa coming from. Fine. So a bunch of facts being thrown at you. We have to try to understand how to make sense of this whole discussion. So the Rashba brings a bunch of rayas in Torah Sabayas. They can be Bliya without Bishul. One is Malicha. Malicha is not Malicha. If you sold something on Shabbos, you're not Chai Bishul Bishul, maybe Ma'abin in some cases. So you see this Bliya without Bishul. Then he talks about the Sugan of Chesem and Bezim and Sam Techulin, about Chobes HaShchita Roseach. This leads the Rashba to say Achidash Nifla, which is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Didn't make the cut. Which is, not only, the Mechaber started off by saying, Chom shel kli rishon shayad saledes bo. And the second day, no, even kli sheni, he never said less than yad saledes bo. But the Rashba said, no, even less than yad saledes bo is also, where did he get it from? Chom beis hashchita roseach. It says less than yad saledes bo. And Malicha itself is not yad saledes bo. And still there can be bliya without bishul, even less than a yad saledes bo. That part the Mechaber couldn't take anymore. That didn't even quote. The Rashba itself, that the Bliya without Bishul and Klisheni, that he did quote. Less than Lesbo, that he did not quote. Fine. So all the Gemaras that he brings out in the Chesed and Beis indicate that he is right. How to get out of those riots? So there are a number of ways to get out. For example, the best, let's get the best one, the Marshal. He writes in Perikhes Simon Ayin Aleph, that's a very, very important Simon Marshal. And now you have to let us vote. Lo dame le chom beis ha-shchita shu chom ha-tivi ha-filu ein ha-sa let us vote tivo chozok u-bolea u-mavlia k'de klipa tume de melach to matiach ha-vapi and it's a let us vote. This knocks out all the rice of the Rashba. Right. no raya's. No raya from Malicha, no raya from Chombes HaShechita. Naturally, it's different. Adkan, we'll leave it at that. So those raya's are knocked out. The Yom Shoshoma knocks them all out in one shot. The other ways to knock it out, we don't pass like that. Those Gemara's Nav Chesem and Beis. That's what the Bach says. The Prichodesh says. We paskin. Chombes HaShechita is really tzonin. The Kash doesn't even begin. So there are two good ways to knock out the raya's of the Rashba. And others from Daf Ches, Amid Beis. Fine. Okay. It's interesting. It's interesting that the in Siman Samar Dalet is a discussion where it says that the Yevon is Mutter. That's what the Bach quotes. So what in heaven's name was the Rashba's Raya? Well, so some want to defend the Rashba's Raya. Quant the Rav, he didn't declare Klipa, and some passing that way. Yeah, so at least that's just by Chombes HaShechita. So Klisheni, which is harder than Chombes HaShechita, everyone should agree that you need a Klipa. Even those who are Mekel in the Sugya and Avches and the Beis. All right. If we pass in Aloch HaLamaisa the first day of Klisheni is not Mafted or Mavdia at all, right? That's what we should pass in the Dina. But in Siman Samach Daled is the Lashon V'nivla. V'nivla. And someone asked to even B'dievin. You could distinguish between things which are soft, touching each other. It's enough Chombes HaShechita. It's the case in the Gemara. But a Kli, to go in the Kli or out of the Kli, you need a higher level of Yatzalat. So that's what one could say. Fine. Bekitza Nimritz on a simple level, Haba, Taya, Belia, and Bishl. Oh, that's a Pashup Shah. Pashup Shah. Fine. The Rashba, of course, disagrees. Okay. Let's now discuss again, the Rishalmi that seems to say that Belia and Bishl go together. So the Ramban knocked it off by saying, no, you can be a Bliya without a Bishul. But the amount of Bliya to necessitate the Rikon Shtifa, which is that's a higher level, and that actually is equivalent to Bishul. But Stam Kacha, a little bit of Bliya, could be done even when there is no Bishul. That's the Ramban knocked off the Raya from the seemingly often Yerushalmi to support Shita Satosis. Okay, good. So now there are two great questions that have to be raised, and everything is getting tied together. That's part of the problem. The things are sort of disentangled one from the other. The Rashbam says something halacha lemaisa. He put his money where his mouth was. He says that he was klisheni. He was matir to pour boiling water over the chickens to do maliga to get rid of the pluck off the feathers in that fashion. Now, the question is, will the Rashbam do with the Beferish Gemara? Even if you're the Rashbam, you cannot argue with the Gemara. What Gemara? The Gemara says in Psoch and the Fine Vav, Ademeka Lebola, that there is a measure of Blia, so Rabbeinu Shalom, how can the Rashbam say that if you pour boiling water over a chicken, it's no problem? Rabbeinu Shalom, if the chicken it would be submerged in water, hot water cleavage, it would be a terrible problem. Why? Because the blood moves from one capillary to the next, and once that happens, it can no longer be pulled out with malicha. So how is the Rashbam defending his position by Eroi? Rabbeinu Shalom, it's against the Gemara in Psachim that says that in the case of Eroi, there is Ademeka Lebola, and therefore should be an impact the chicken. It's no longer possible to remove the blood of the chicken with the regular malicha process. That's the kasha. I understand the kasha. Rashbam is against the Gemara. All right. So how do you answer this kasha? So if I do a little chazar, I think we possibly had four different answers. The shach, again, this comes from Marshal again, has a new yisod, namely that even though the Gemara is beferish in Pesachim, that there's a bliya of Kedei Klipa when it comes to an Irui, When it comes to Maliga, it's only a problem if it is, and here's the phrase for the first time today, Mafru Mavliya Kiyachot. It's Mafru Mavliya Kiyachot. It takes the blood out of place A, moves to place B, within the Kedei Klipa, that's going to render the subsequent Maliga invalid. Invalid. So he suggests as follows, the Rashbam, all the Rashbam said, is that cliche, that Iruk cliche ain't a Mavasha. And Mafla Mavliya Kiyachad is considered to be the equivalent of Bishul. Why? Tarova Satanin. That doesn't do. But the Rashbam will concede that there is a measure of Bliya, as the Mefurash Shigamar Psochan, the Fayan Vav. That's the Shach's answer to Sifkot Nei. Fine. Good. Very nice. Who disagrees strongly? And I'm just reading to you from the Gilad Sefer, how it happened in front of me. Here's over here. Who disagrees? The Yad Yehuda. The Yad Yehuda disagrees. Says it's not true. It makes no logical sense. It's not true. No, it's not true. Very nice, not true. So how do you answer the kasha? Very nice. He said the shach is incorrect. If you look up Yad Yehuda, over here in Siman Kuf Ayin of Kol Yud, if the shach is right, the Ashram should have asked the kasha and given a text. The answer is no, no, no. Every situation is different. The Gemara in Psochim, Daf Ayin Vav, what's the case? A guy puts Basar Roseach into Chol of Tzone. There is a Kedei Klipa until it cools down. But you're pouring boiling water on a chicken, there's no plato whatsoever. Tato Gova Legamri. When not, Gush Cham Letzol Tzone. That's about that Kedei Klipa. This is what it is. Is what it is. What does that mean? Well, we can argue. You put a gush kham into it. So it's only number one, it sinks. We got this question whether sinking makes a difference or not. So it's more likely to absorb something as opposed to pouring a liquid over a hard surface, which will absorb nothing. That's how the Yad Yehuda has tried in the Rashbam. If this is the case, there's no need to say that the distinction between Bishul and Bliya. The Shach is basically saying that. So according to the Rashbam, the Rashba said a difference. What's the difference? Rashba, Rashbam. Sounds almost the same. Right? Yeah. So the Rashbam will say the same thing. There's a Bliya without a Bishul in Irui, Rabosai. And that's how the Shach says. The Yehuda says no. No, the Rashbam is a Balatosis, and the whole Tosis is assuming the Bishul Bliya together. They say against the Rashbam and the Rambam with their Nupshat, that Marik and Shtifa, has required a higher level of Bliyas. No, they're the same. They're the same. And therefore, Halacha L'maisef, they're the same. The Magen Avraham Paskins, you can't take a hot piece of meat and put it into a cold soup on Shabbos, because the Mevashel Kedei Klipa, and the Mishnah quotes this. There are those who disagree. Who disagrees? The Chavos Das disagrees. Either because he holds that there's Bliya without Bishul, which is his famous sheet, we'll get to that a little later on, or because it's called Mayim Misarvim. That's a Tosis in Shabbos as well. What happens in the water is of no consequence. Fine, and we'll come back a little to the Smog Ram a little later on. So we have two answers so far to this original question. The Chaz of the Kasha. Rashbam says Iwin does not Asa Maliga. Right? Why not? The Gemara says in Pesachim that there is a Bliya of Kedei Klipa. One answer is there is a Bliya, yes. Maflam Avliya, not. That's the Shach. Yad Yehuda says no. There's nothing whatsoever. Adi Gemara says there is something. Yeah, the Rashbam's case, you're pouring some hot water over a chicken. Come on. What can hot water do to a chicken? Chicken is solid. Water is just plain water. The Gemara says you took a hot piece of meat, put it into cold soup. That's a different story. That's more powerful. Great to connect you. Those are the two answers. Then, Rabosai is a third answer. We'll quote it from the Egli Tal. That's what we saw from originally. He says there are two kinds of Irui. There's Irui Shalom Nifsak and Irui Shal Nifsak. Oh. What's he saying? He's saying that an Irui La'acha Shal Nifsak Hakiluach, that's not Mevashel. Not Mevashel. Okay? And this is a fundamental distinction between nifsak and lo nifsak. Lo nifsak would create a problem. Nifsak would not create a problem. If that would, that's a question. Oh, let me finish that. Let me take step back. I want to finish the Chavos Das point now, because Chavos Das wants to say at the end of the day, ironically, even though he's so upset with the Mogen Avraham at first, how can you say that? We all know that it's going to cause a blia without a bishul. So what's your problem on Shabbos? So he says like this, it turns around and says, you know, the problem is not the problem with the rotev. No, the rotev is absorbed in the basar k'dei klipa, and therefore you're having some hana from it. That's what he says. You can't. It's not the pshat you're heating up the water. No, the water, that's plia without bishul. But the piece of meat, where the water goes into it, because it's hot, because they klipa, and you're having hanor from it, that's exactly why it's a problem on Shabbos. And why am I saying this? Because based upon this, Rabbi Osai, it would not apply to a pot. Put a hot pot in water, it's recorded from the same Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos. The Shmira Shabbos Kolchasa extrapolated from the Mogen Avraham's case of putting a piece of meat in to putting a pot in. He says, no. The Chavos Das is right. It's only a problem with the meat, not a problem with the pot. Let's go back where we came. So with the Rashbam, we can suggest, again, contrast to the Shach. Maybe the Bishul Bliya are, in fact, the same. You put a piece of solid into soup, so there's a Bliya of Kedei Klipa. That's I involved. And there's also Bishul Kedei Klipa, as the Mogen Avraham said. Fine, if it's Misarev, it's a local din, Misarev, there is, there isn't. That doesn't contradict the general cloud that the Bishul and Bliya are fundamentally the same. What else? Okay, so again, that's a cloud, they're the same, but every cloud has a Yotzim in a cloud. What's the Yotzim in a cloud? So one Yotzim in a cloud is when it comes to Misarevim, if it gets mixed in, it cannot achieve cooking, even though it can achieve Bliya. A second possible exception would be Klicheres. The Yushama suggests a Klicheres, there is a Bliya without a Bishul. They're different exceptions to the rule. Exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, they do go together. Okay. That egg tough, forget about that. It's going to get confusing for the moment. I'm trying to streamline. Fine. So Rabbi Osai, let's chazer again. The first day of Mechava, the Bishul Bliya are the same. Are there exceptions? Yeah, we have sort of two exceptions. One is Klicheres, enough for the Yerushalmi. And the other exception would be Mayim Misarvim. One's a local din in Bishul. It lacks Bishul because it's all mixed up. One's a local din in Bliya. Klicheres is more porous than it's Bliya without Bishul. But fundamentally they're the same. That's the Mechavis first day. That's a Tais Shita. Maybe even the Rashbam would agree fundamentally with that opinion. Oh. Now, the Rashbam says no, a disconnect. There's no connection whatsoever between Bishul and Bliya. Klisheni is, there is Bliya, there is no Bishul. That's the opinion of the Rashba. No connection whatsoever. Good. So these are the various machlokes. Fine. And that's how the Ran says, the Maskonos Yerushalmi is Bliya without Bishul, not only Klicheres, even Klinachoshes. That's already a rule. It's not an exception. It's a rule, if you will. It's a rule. The Mechab is Mekel, as we said before. Fine. And the Rantz also beferish. Let's take a look inside. We haven't opened the Gemara enough yet. Open to the Rana page, Sadi Beis. Please. Get a little ground in here. Here we go. Everyone see it? The Ran. Here we go. It's on the left column towards the top. He says that Klisheni is not Mavashel. This we know. But you can say, after Adam Mavashel, Mavliyahu. She'ein bliya tluya mebishul. He spells it out. What can be more beferish? The chom beis hashchita, the whole story, the Rashba story. So if you want to see it in print in the book that we have in front of us, Shas Bavli, Masech Techulim, here's where you'll see it in the run on this page. We know it. That's the shita. Fine, good. Now, that could be pshat in the Rashbam as well. We know it. That could be pshat in the Rashbam as well. Fine. So, again, so there could be a number of different pshatim in the Rashbam. But the problem will be, what will the Rashbam do with the Gemara? In Pesachat Nafayin Vav. So we had so far two terutzim, correct? One terutz was the shach, that it's there's b'liya, but it's not ma'af b'liya ki echad. That was a terutz which we saw from the shach. Then we had the Yad Yehuda. He said there's nothing happens whatsoever, zero. The Gemara Pesachim, that's a different case. A solid and a liquid, it's much, there's more interaction, but not a liquid on top of a solid. All right. The third possible answer is as follows. Listen carefully, please. This is by, given by the Chazon Ish, has earlier antecedents as well. It all depends, Rabbosai, where it's coming from. Is it coming from a pot? You're pouring water out of a pot? Then it's nothing. On the other hand, if it's coming from a piece of meat, which was not in a pot, it was roasted directly on the fire, it's closer to the fire because there's nothing intervening. When you put it down, something comes down from such a thing, drips down from there. It's the equivalent of putting a klirishin pound on a desk. There's no other interruption. And therefore, that could be pshat in the Rashbam Shita. He's making when it comes to pouring out of a pot, but either the Gemara is referring to something dripping out of a tzli where there was no pot. That's another way to answer the kasha. So we have three different ways to answer the kasha. The Rashbam should not be against the Mefurish Gemara Pesachim Ayin Vav. We have the Shach, you have the Yad Yehuda, and you have the Chazon Ish. Three different interpretations. Not community for Shabbos, of course. How does Shabbos fit in? What would his opinion be as far as the Shabbos is concerned? Which is what the post can talk about at some length. Fine. Good. Now Rabbosai is the problem. And the problem begins with the Nekudas HaKesef. If you look inside the Nekudas HaKesef over here, right here. Right, it's mamish right here, right in front of our noses. The Nekudas HaKesef. He says, "Koy safti b'shachs of kodin hey al marshal," and because safti shom piktzara. Well, he called the taklas akitzer, but compared to the orach b'shach, maybe this is pretty short. Okay, so the kash is found in a few places. The marshal said, "It's mavliya, it's pekulo." This is impossible. Why is it impossible? Let's take a look over here. The kasha is beferish. He says it's a mefurish gemara. A mefurish gemara writes the shach and the kudas hakesef. That's only ademegali bola. It's only a kedei klipa. Only a kedei klipa. How can it be? It's impossible. Of course, the Marshal, both in the Shach and in the Kudas HaKesef, that it cannot be more than a kedei klipa. Of course, it says it's a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim. But what line the Gemara Pesachim? We don't know. Doesn't say. If you look at the Shach towards the end, I read it as follows. Let me read you the few words. We paskin the chumra, he says, irim klirishim mevashaka de klipa. That's a chumra, but it's also a kula, because it always says mevasha bakula. Okay. Then in Shabbos, the basa bakala vasar. Okay. Then he says, kade klipa. Ukademucha beperakates at solin, daf ayin vav. And you can't say more than that. That's what it says. Fine. Vad is sagi beklipa. Enem avliya yoser. The Marshal says, no, it's mavliya completely. And the question becomes, what is that? What is it? What's, can we defend the Marshal? Marshal is against the Gemara? Let's analyze this briefly, okay? Let's take a look. Okay. Pasha pshat the kasha we pass tato gova. So if tato gova, how can it be asa bekulo? Doesn't make any sense. The cold kli on the bottom, we makarer what falls into it. Yeah, that's the kasha. The Taz likes the marsha. Likes the marsha. What's the way to do it? What do you do with the kasha? So the Mishpat Zohar gives the answer. Gives away the secret. In Sifkot and Dalet. In Prima Gonim, Sifkot and Dalet. He tells you a secret. What's the secret? The Mashal is Lashitoso. He has a unique Shita against the Ramo. We're going to see in Siv Gimel that we pass the Tatogobar. Ochlim, Kalim, it's all the same. The Mashal disagrees. It's not true by Kalim. Not true by Kalim. Mashal is Lashitoso. Other places, our marshal is Yom Shel Shlomo Perek Ches Simon Ayin Aleph. You saw that quoted before. And two other places in Perek Zion end of Mem Hey and Perek Ches end of Samach that the Shach quotes over here in Sifkot and Yud. Shach Sifkot and Yud. Yisur Nichol Bekli. That is, he said that Torah by Kalim too against the marshal. The marshal says, "No, you don't say it." Doesn't understand the Marshal, so the Marshal is incorrect. Okay, so the Marshal is Lashitoso. Okay, Lashitoso. This is the Marshal Shita. You know, the Marshal is an independent thinker. The Kitzer, the Shacha Oruch, which I'm not going to read you the whole thing now, quotes the Gemara Daf Ayin Vav, Nota me roto on Cheres. What do you see? By Klita Togovar. And Tosfos says the same thing. The sugya of not bar not, say by Kalim tato govar. He's not happy with the marshal to begin with. No one makes a distinction. No one. Interesting. One can say. To defend the Marshal shouldn't be a Toyah Chas V'Shalom, that when the Gemara says Tatog over by a Kli, that only achieves, it's not Mevashal. Because in the Sugim Psochim, the problem is Tzimach HaZavaracha by Korban Pesach. But a Bliya would be different. Bliya would be different. Okay, this is an important distinction. Yeah, sorry.
I understand the Gemara says that there
isn't Tatogah by Kli. The Gemara, no, on the contrary. The Gemara says there is Tatogah by Kli, but first the Gemara.
How does that only accomplish Bishul but not Leah?
No, it's saying that Tatogah works to prevent a Bishul from happening. Because the context in Pesachim is Bishul of the Korban Pesach. Right? But now we're talking about in a Blia context, that's where the Mashal could be right. Mashal might not be against the Gemara. All right? Fine. Okay. fine. It's interesting that this discussion about the how can the Mashal say it's asis completely, when we know that Tato Govar. So again, the Prima Gadim's answer was no, he denies Tato Govar when it comes to Kalim. Alright? He denies Tato Govar. What can I say? That's what he says. Now, having said this, let me give you a little kitzer to read from here instead of opening up the Chavazas as follows. Another pshat in Marshal, he quotes on the Chavaz Das.
Okay.
I'm on page Reish Zayin. Chavaz Das is both in Kuf Hei and it's in Sadi Aleph Sifkot Nei. We spoke about it so many times. But what's the machlokos in Rav and Shmuel? What's going on over here? What are they fighting about? We'll come back to that machlokos a little later on. But the Chavaz Das is so it is, I'll read it from here. Tato Govar Eino Bo Lekvoa Ima Tato Yichamim O Tzitzane Sayilo. No. But the Eloh itself? No, that still retains the status of Cham. Gives an example of Kli Rishon Shesiru Me'Esh. You put on a Tato Tzonei. You know, Tato will yigbar and will not be mavliya in the kli only for the klipa, but the kli remains the kli rishon. This is the lengthy arichas of the Chavaz Das, who limits Tato elo gova to the relationship between the two of them, but the ishah retains its independent status. That's the case. Page Resh Ches to Mashal kli sheni is mavliya maflit. I Tato gova. That's only biyachas the kli atzmo. The Eino Bolea Mea Iru Yosef Mikre Klipa came in Shutzone and Bekoch Elo Lavdia Bo Yosef. Aval Elo Atzmo calls Manchi Atzaletismo Nisha Bechami Muso Klap Imashi Nuyipo Besoko Ish Bekoch Lavdia Lavdia Bekulo. This is the Yisod that comes from the Pre-Chodesh as well. Now we understand very well. We understand very well. I, Kwon Nechavis Das, Klishen is not Mavashel. No! Bishop requires the finest mechamavos. We'll come back to it a little bit later on. So there are two different ways to understand to answer the kasha of the nekudas akesef. Yes, the kasha gaval tato gova. How can you mavdei bekulo? It makes no sense. It's in the first shemot only klei klipa. One answer was he denies it by kalim. Either gemara, the gemara is by bishop talking about bliya, and the second answer is the chavas das that tato gova is only with respect to the relationship between the tato and the Allah. But it retains its independent identity, and therefore it can be cliche. It can be mevashel bekulo, mavliya bekulo, according to the Marashal. Good, so far so good. Ever with me so far? I'm trying to streamline as much as possible. Good, fine. Now, Rabosai, the following shaila. I have cold milk and basar osech falls in. What's it in? So I'm a furish and gemara, right? Tato govar, ilo govar. Very nice. Very nice. Question becomes, halacha lemaisa. Try to explain it as clearly as I can. It's a little bit complicated. Yeah. You know, there's a big machlokes in Tosfos in the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. what's the status of that milk? Rabbi Natan says, no problem. And the Rivah says, Gavaz, me, no problem. So the milk is treif. Yeah. If the milk will be 60 times the amount of the clay klipa, then fine. But otherwise, it's treif. So how in the world do you explain Rabbi Natan Shita? That's the problem. Rabbi Natan says, and we pass it Rabbi Natan. And Simon Sariyav Sutal, the Pasuk of Benatam, that the Cholav is Mutter. But the question is, why is the Cholav Mutter? That's our present problem. Why is the Cholav Mutter? Yeah. So the Beis Meir has the following answer. Beis Meir suggests like this. You know, there are two kinds of Iruy. Nifsak and Lo Nifsak. I haven't mentioned it until now. Nifsak or Lo Nifsak. If it's Lo Nifsak, that's Kikli Rishon. If, however, it is Nifsak, then not. How does that help? So the Beis Meir writes as follows. When it comes to Basar B'Cholov, Derech Bishul Osra Torah. Has to be Bishul. So if it's Irish alone, if Sak, it creates Bishul. Also, B'chol of the rice is a big problem. However, if it's an Irish and Nifsak, then even though there may be Blia, but there certainly is no Bishul, and there's no Bishul, there's no Basel B'chol of. Basel B'chol of the rice requires Derech Bishul Asra Torah. That's how he understands it. Remarkably, the Mogan Avram extends it to other Isurim. Other Isurim. You know why? He says, look, this whole idea of Adamekel Ebola goes to the Chumra B'Alma with the Rabbanon. V'Horaya, that the price, the original price of the original Girsa was Madiach. The Gemara, Sakash, Adamekel Ebola, okay, change the Girsa, have it your way, put in Kolef. Chumra B'Alma with the Rabbanon. And therefore, they were mach when it comes to the meat, they're not mach when it comes to the milk, because the milk you can't do a klipa, and that's why we are making. And therefore we understand the Ramah writes in Simon Samaches, Sif Yud, Maliga to Iwi, Asis Kade Klipa, but Nifsika Kiluach doesn't ask her anything. Zero. Why? Because this kakiluch is nothing. It's maybe a chumra b'yama de rabbanan in certain cases, but it's only in certain limited cases. Mika Radin, it's not, whatever's not mevashel, I keep saying the same thing 100 times. We pass on the first day. Mika Radin, not mevashel, it's not mavliya, it's not maflit, nothing. The Gemara Nayin Bava is a Chumra B'Yama B'Drabbanan. It's Mutter B'Di'Evet. It's Mutter B'Di'Evet. If you weren't Kolef. And if you can't have it, like by the milk, you don't need Shishim. It's all by Irish and Nifsaka Kiluach, Rabbi Osai. Nifsaka Kiluach. Yeah. That's what we're going to suggest. Fine. This explains this Ramah as well. Problem is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi Aleph Siv Dalet makes no such distinction. Take a look, please, in Sadi Aleph Siv Dalet. Here we go. Cholav Roseach Shenafel Al Basar Tzonein, or Basar Roseach Shenafel Al Cholav Tzonein, Kolef HaBasar V'Shar HaBasar Mutter. And then the punchline comes up. V'acholav mutter kulo. So it's not limited to cases of nifzak akilua. It says that in all situations, the cholav is mutter. That's a bit of a question. Why should that be? Why should that be so? So comes the Chavas Das here in Sivkot and Ches at the end of this follows. It's such a small amount. Cannot go past a klipa. You don't need shishin. Even if lo nifsak kiluach, even though Lo nivsa kiluach, he says, is irido raisa. Nafkamina for two things. Patas from chala, it requires marika shtifa. That's true. But the impact is very small. That's what the Chavis Da says, and therefore there's no way it can answer the milk. It's just too small. It's always gonna be battle. Fine. Simon Sari Aleph Sof Sivkot Ches. I'll read it. Since you asked, I'll open it up. Take a second. Here we go. He writes as follows. Kibla the Chazal that Tama Balua Beklipa Muaru. And the Yochel Hatim Akadei Klipa Balo Yoser. The Spashit Yoser Vadai Kvayika Shishu in his Batla Tam. By definition, Kibla Chazal. Can't go. It's always going to be Batla Beshishu. That's no problem. The Rivarik, why Shishim? We hold it's always Batla Beshishim. That's the Chavis Das in Simon Sari Al, Ennis of Kodnches. Fine. Let's go away now from all these theoreticals and get to a practical case, which we spoke about. Beautiful case, as explicated here by the Megillah Sefer. A real life case. Always real life case, always the best cases to deal with. What happened? A guy took a spoon, a fleshig spoon, and he put it in his coffee. I'm sorry?
Which page?
That's a good question. Which page? Hold on. We'll find it. Resh Vav. Starts on Resh Hei, the bottom. You take, I'll read you his words. This is going to happen in your kitchen. Hatochev kaf besoros atoch kli sheni shesh bo cholav cham. It means your coffee, right? That's it. Stirring the coffee. B'toch kos kafein. Sheshavch l'toch ha'cholav. Gives the example. What's the din of the spoon? What's the din of the coffee? What's the din of the cup? Yeah. Valdik, right? This is a test case. Can happen in your kitchen, right? So first case is the spoon is not a ben yom, not a bas yom. Not a bas yom, by definition, the coffee is mutter, the cup is mutter. What about the spoon? Do you require hagala? I would say no, it's a klisheni. We possibly make the first day, klisheni. It's true, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say klisheni. It doesn't ask the b'di'evet, nothing. But the chatchila, machabas, I mean the chatchila. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger, right over here. Open up to Rabbi Kiva Eger on our, right over here. Simon Kuf Hei, Sif Beis. That's our Sif, right? What does Rabbi Kiva Eger say? When the Mechabah says, Roar lochash nizor b'dover l'chadchila, v'kelim sheshim shul b'cham and shul kli sheni, ha'vika l'chadchila, yesh ha'takona ba'agola, kli cheres, it's mutter. Okay, because there's no option. So that's what he says, ideally, you should kasha the spoon. Ideally, you should kasha the spoon. Fine. Okay, ideally. It's fine. Fine. That's a small problem. You don't kasha the spoon, it's also good. Because b'di'evet, we pass it the first day. But let's discuss the case with the spoon. Is it bas yoma? Gevalt. So the spoon is a bas yoma. It's clear you have to cash out the spoon. That's for sure. What about the coffee? And what about the cup? So, the Mechab and the Ramos say, b'di'evet, klisheni is mutter. So you can drink the coffee. If you can drink the coffee, the chor is obvious, should be able to use the cup without any further intervention. Shouldn't that follow automatically? That's what he writes over here on page Resh Vav. He said, well, look back what I wrote in Simon Kuv Beis. Oh, man. Chazanish says, no! Chazanish says, Samach Leikis in Shulchan Aruch. So, Sveka de Rabbanon le'kula, as far as the food is concerned, you can drink the coffee. But as far as the cup is concerned, if it requires hagola, the davar sheish lamatirin, we're machmer in sveka de rabbanon. What he says? How can that be? What you can drink the food after kasha the kli? That's counterintuitive. All those back in Simon Sadi Ches, all those cases we saw at the very beginning of the year, nishbach when I show shishim, no shishim. So we paskin, but the rabbanon the kula, no one ever has to kasha all the kalim. I think the chaz nish is, as he calls it, mechudash meod, which means he doesn't think it's correct. Okay, so we'll go with it. So you don't have to cash. So in that case, according to the Mechab and the Ramos, no problem. What about the Marshal and the Taz? What do they say? When that's a hefsid meruba, klisheni b'kocho lahaf lavliya b'kulo, as we just saw. So the coffee's no good.
According to the
Mashal and the Taz. What about the cup? Ah, the Mashal said there's no power of a klisheni lahaftaru lavliya kiyachas. That's the whole Mashal, which has the Yadu didn't like that. And therefore, what'll happen? What happens? So the milk is absorbed into the cup, but the meaty taste from the spoon will never make its way into the cup. Correct? That's exactly what the Mashal says. What's the din? Rabbo say, I'm sorry, our first foray into Basel B'cholov, to Machlokas, the Shach, and the Taz. If you extract completely one of the other, is it still retain its issur? The Shach says yes, the Taz says no. Most poskim hold like the Taz. So then, since the tam of the meat will never get into the cup does not require hagola, and he paskins Rabosai.
And the spoon also?
No, the spoon for sure has to have hagola.
I thought, what were you just saying?
The fleshing a spoon into a milch and cup has to have hagola for sure. But the fleshing a tam, which was because the coffee went right directly into the spoon, so it had, which had meat there from before. From less than 24 hours ago. That's for sure, basa b'chalav and the spoon. But now the question, hey, for sure, not according to the Ramah, right? But this is chatzchila, you know, fine. As far as the taste goes from the, can take coat from the spoon into the milk, but it can't get into the cup according to the Mashal. Not maf mafliya, kiyachas. And therefore, even though the Yad Yudah disagrees, we can be makil based upon the fact that according to the Ramah, the holding doesn't begin. So the bottom line is he's making the off the kasha of the cup, and you Mikra then can drink the coffee as well. You want to be machmir throughout the coffee, no, like the Mashal and the Taz, but don't throw out the cup. You want to be machmir to do the cup too, you can, but
Why is this the same kasha he asked on Chazanish's Shita, he's saying now. This is also inconsistent. The coffee
why is
lesser, but the cup is
much no, better. Excuse me. You're going out of order. To say that the coffee is mutter when the kli is also, that makes no sense. Because the coffee is more treif than the kli. Say for carrot, there's no problem. The coffee is treif, the kli is kosher, because that's not a problem. Two different directions. Good. We had a little joyride, a real practical case over here. All right, now our boss, we're ready to start Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. Until then we did Siv Beis. Now I try to do Siv Gimel as much as time allows. Okay. So let's analyze. Let's read Siv Gimel first inside, and then we'll see what time will allow us to achieve. Much of what we're saying over here from now on can be found over here. If you want to do Chazara, I gave you a recommendation, recommended Sefer. There's a simon about this whole idea. It's called Belia, Belo Yatzel Letizbo. And except for the very first part, talks about Cham Ektsos or Cham Kulo. That part we didn't learn. Everything else is what we're discussing here right now. Okay? So, the title. Belia ve'en yatzel letizbo. So we already know it's a machlokas between the Tosfos and the Rashba. The Rashba never made the cut into the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin the chorah that belia bebishul hoba hotalia. That's mikra din. Are there exceptions even according to the first opinion of the, so we had what do you have until now? Mayim is arba minhag be an exception. There's no bishul and klicheres. On the other hand, where there is belia, but otherwise we said the Rashba says they're not hoba talia at all. We think the Pascha they are. The best raya that we pass the Migra did against the Rashba is because the Mechaber never quoted less than Yassel Lesbo. That's the Rashba's whole Yisod. That's what I want to point out at the beginning. Fine. So far, so good. So within Cham Ektsos Cham Kulo, the Yisod was this, I try to establish there was, we're not going to go into it now, that it's only if it's Yassel Lesbo. Whatever is less than Yassel Lesbo, there can be no Blia whatsoever. Doesn't exist. Can't be. So now we come to Tatogova. Analyze Tatogova. So the big question is raised, if they're the same amount, I understand. But if they're different amounts, how can you possibly say Tatogova? Einenu roes, it's not true. The majority rules. So, this Aruch HaShulchan met with a very fierce resistance. Doesn't say that when the poskim, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so I have to say that B'mechilas Kvod the Aruch HaShulchan, I love him so much, he seems to be a minority. I think he's right. But if you look at the classical poskim, they say not that way. And it falls under the following amazing distinction. The Yad Yehuda, who was always, I thought, would be my ally, as it comes to Chamek Tzatzo Cham Kulo, he says, only if it's Yatzel, let us vote. He switches sides. Comes to Tatog Avar, he says it applies even though the Allah is cold. It's still going to be a blia. And it goes, it's not, he didn't make it up himself. We saw it in the Chavis Das, we saw it in many other poskim, they say that way. And I wanted to suggest not that way. There has to be Atzalet as well to have any blia. Oh. The Aruch HaShulchan basically says that. He says, he quotes the Tosfos in Shabbos, Mem Beis, Amen Aleph, that seems to say, they learn that Tog Avos when they shove him. But if it's Mayim Merubim, then we don't apply it. And he takes it literally. So you think, it's against the whole world. So before Sharavan, the Ravan, Kadmone HaKadmonim, the Ravan, he said so. He says as follows, Nirali is it verbatim. Plugam Shmuel Nirali, B'sheshovin Acham Vatzone. Avlam Rabba Echad Mehen, Harbe Govar Meshavish, who's Mechavat to from the Rishoni or Rishonim. After all the pech that he got, no one had the Ravan. Meridik. Amazing. Oh. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Sochim. You pour water, boiling water, on top of the flour, it's going to pata from challah. What happened? Lord, what's going on with that? Hacha roskin hein. This is the Ravan speaking. For lo shoni le the shmuel ben nosim toch roskin, it's klikli ben shover roskin, ala kemach, mikli rishon, the tarvayim bevashni, where the shmuel hit that talk over, bitzonen cham, bitzonen vacham, she'en arosech, tatoi gover, the macham lamata macham mesatonim avlio, tagli beklipo, otherwise it's after the klipo. Okay. Adkan. So what do you see from here? You see from here, Abosai, that it, if you ask me, it all depends what's the bottom line going to be. If it's boiling hot, so boiling is boiling. I don't care, hot, top, bottom, it's irrelevant. If it's not so boiling, it's just boiling more than the ounce of lettuce bowl. So then, that's where Tatar Gover and Law Gover come in. And this is why I told you, I'm not happy with the Shmir Shabbos' Pesach to pour boiling water over your baby bottle. He says, after all, he was only for the klipa and the bottle's a klipa. What about the sheet which holds that iris bekulo? But now I'm saying a different word with this Ravan. The only reason why it's only beklipa or tatar gavar, but the Ravan says boiling water is not tatar gavar at all. So, a second reason why I wasn't happy with that. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Now there's a third ally, and that's the Chazon Ish. He has a little bit of a different word. He also quotes the Tosfos in Shabbos at Mem Beis and Aleph, and he just tweaks it. Not to be 51%. It's enough to get it down. This is exactly what I said. And the Bialocha quotes this. Stand up to Poskim. Comes out, I think that I'm right. So it seems to me. And I thought it's only, we went to Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, based upon the Chazon Ish, says the Kamatzo, says Beferish. I only ran into a problem, I both say, I have to admit my problem. It's against an Ofen Ramah. A Ramah. Oh, this Ramah. Sadi Beis Ches. The both are coming for fresher memories. Sadi Beis Ches. Here we go. Says the Rambam like this. The Mechaber says, "Machlas shel cholav shenasva mekiva tachas teresh v'basa hazeya olav v'nidla bekder v'osrasa." Fine. Calls a mairi machas v'gulav hazeya olav v'amachal atzal bekder shaleh. V'gam mairi shel bekarv kol kach shayad soledes b'zeya. And therefore you're told in Basel Yabish Al Kadeva Shal Cholov, the Khashina the Zeya Shalak, etc. Mefurish of Mosai. As long as the Yatzoletis in the Zeya, doesn't say it has to be Yatzoletis in the Kadeva on top, or the Basar on top. Mefurish Ramo against me. However, you have to look up the source. I told you last time, it's all based on a typo. It's based on a typo. Dr. Moshe Orach had a typo, didn't have the proper text of the Trumas Adeshen. I'll read it to you in the original Trumas Adeshen. Quote. He says as follows. Look what he says. In Ein HaSeles B'Kdeira Machbas Hazeah, then is no problem. The proof of the Tolan Basar, right? Holy Asher, let us spoke, Bebasar Machmas Chom. It's Beferish like me. He lost to reach out, so let us, Mamash Beferish like me. Aye, the Ramah, Dr. Moshe Oruch, that was the problem. There he had the Girsa, I feel him, I was Isaiah Ola Mutter, Afal Gav, the Mashab Bigder, or Sakas Bifniatsma. So then, that doesn't make much sense. The opposite night, I was throwing the Zeya. Because if it's the Zeya and the Kedera, about it's going to be awesome. That's what Rabbi got it from. It's a tall sofer. Who said so? Basically, the Bishop of Tolzov, Sifkot Lechav Tess, in Simon Sadi Beis. I can't, I'm not going to have to read the whole thing. Take a look over here, in Sifkot Lechav Tess, he says that there's a different text. This is as follows. Mazeya Ola Leliona, yeah. Avsh and Yatso let us bow. Bezeya, it's still Asa. That's what he says. And then this base the Yad Yehuda on this very same Simon Sadi Beis, Sifkot Nun Hei, makes my point. If I can't, I think that I'm right. Can they really? I think so. This ties into a Pisrei Tshuva. The Pisrei Tshuva says that even though it says in our, right over here, Pisrei Tshuva, in our Simon Kuf Hei. Let's go back there. Sadi Beis moved to Kuf Hei. Pisrei Tshuva Ches asterisk. Chamud Daniel says, Ein ones atecha v'msilik miyad, enon ken shokzas. As it says in Simon Sadi Beis, in Beis, in near v'kisa miyad mutter, ma'an near v'kisa osilik ha'isr. Those who argue introduce something called Chanan, which we're not discussing now. So it's a bit of Chanan only. But we like the Chamur Daniel. Of course, the Chamur Daniel and the Aruch HaShulchan likes him too. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's all the Shitaso, likes him too. But the distinction between what and what. In other words, if it's going to be a solid and a solid, it'll take a longer time for the bleed to transpire. If it's a solid and a liquid, it'll happen in a shorter time. Okay, but there's a relative amount of time in all these kinds of situations. Okay, so this is what I think. The Torah Gavar, I believe, is only if the law is Yatzel Lenisbo. Takes a little bit of time, as we said before. Now, before I get to my real punchline, what's Pshat in Tator Gavar? Why is it that why? Why is Tator Gavar? So I always thought heat rises. And that's true. That's one of the Pshat in the East of Heter. Ha'orach is heat rises. That's one Pshat he has. However, here's a second shot. Quote, Ha'elyon machbid al ha'tachton ha'maflito tato gavar v'she'elyon machbid chom ha'tachton. He's saying that, no, it's the hachbada which does it. Look at the two teruts, two pshatim, since the top weighs on the bottom, and the bottom springs up to hit him back. And then there's a Rashba. The Rashba says, that's not the point at all. The Rashba's point is, whatever is bimkomo Who agover umakaira bayona the nafal legavei? As he saw the case where it fell in, it started sinking in. So if it's literally top and bottom, so now if I care, the chicken's on the bottom. No, it doesn't matter. The milk was in its place. Whatever's in its place wins, right? Home court advantage. Three pshat. So I wanted to suggest, based on all this, that the argument I had years ago about microwaves. So did anyone do an experiment yet? Still not? So my experimentation led me to understand that a microwave, even though the steam is hot, but the top that never gets too hot to touch. So if I'm right, in my Tatogava theory, it's not a problem. If I'm wrong, in one of two things I'm wrong. Either I'm wrong in the Metzias, it gets too hot to touch, or I'm wrong in the Din, because after the Ramah, the way we have it, sounds against me, I still have another trick up my sleeve. That's the Rashba. The Rashba, whatever's been Komo, wins. In the case of the microwave, it's true that the steam is rising to the top, but the microwave's been Komo. The microwave's been Komo, so therefore we'd say Tato Gavra, and therefore it could be matter on that basis. Fine. And now we come to the beautiful Torah of the Chavos Das, which is really such beautiful Torah. And it's beautiful Torah. I'll say it over as briefly as I can, but it's worthy of full understanding. And again, the Iki Yisrael of Chavos Das, I think we have to embrace. Some of the details are sketchy because he's working with an assumption that it's Bliya without Bishul, and we like to say the Halacha as we don't pass him that way. So that's why we're going to be a little bit compromised as far as that's concerned. Chavos Das is like this. Look, he thinks that whenever there is what we call the Fanos Bechamamos, we always say they win. He quotes the Tos and Shabbos Avmem. Why is it Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? Oh, he says, explains why. Kli Rishon is the Fanos Bechamamos. It is or was on the fire. So therefore it's Mevashel. Kli Sheni, no, it's the Fanos Bechamamos. So then the cold walls are dissipating the heat all the time. And therefore we apply the principle of Tator, of Klisheni and Mavash. This, I have to mention something else right now, which I should have mentioned earlier. Let's mention it right now. It's on this basis that the Masha has this other famous Chumra of Dava Gush. Because Dava Gush is not impacted so much by the walls. Dava, it's only soup. It's surrounded on five sides. Only the top is exposed. Big piece of steak is only surrounded on one side, on the bottom. The five sides is exposed. So you have to understand this is, it took me a while to figure this out. The Prima Gordon explains this explicitly. This distinction, there are really two marshals. There are two marshals. One is in Perek Zayin, one is in Perek Ches. So if you take a look in the Mishpat Zosov, Simon Kuf Hei, at the very end of Sifkot and Dalet. I never told you this before because I didn't think about it till yesterday. I was walking to Shul, I'm trying to chaz in my head, wait a minute, I missed something big over here. The Chora, this is what Kasha asked myself. The Mashal says, Achirish Nivlo, the Dovagush, that's a famous Mashal. Dovagush, not called cliche, it's called Klirishin. I'm walking to Shul and saying myself, Ribbono Shel Olam, who cares? The Mashal asked a cliche anyway, Bekula. What does Dovagush accomplish? So I don't know why I never thought of that question before walking to shul last night. You should answer this question. You have two marshals. One marshal says, we just, but that's when the kudos together attacks him, it's impossible, we defended him two different ways. Impossible, we said it's possible. One of two ways, we explained to him, we had the Prima Gordon's way, then the marshal she tells us to talk by Kalin. Not going to other problem right now, fine. Wait a minute. Once the Marshal said that, then what's his big Kiddush? Dava Gush is even though it's a cliche, it's treated as a cliche. Cliche is also like a cliche. That occurred to me. And I thought it and thought it and thought it. I came up to it. I found my territory in the Prima Gordon. Why I didn't think of this before they asked you this question, but I brought Shekivani for the answer. That's the most important part. Oh. The last line. In Prima Gonim, Kuf Hei, Mishpat Zosov, Sekon Dal. Vinaf, here. Gush, Mavla Bekli Sheni. Vinaf Kamina, What's a nafkamina? According to Mashal, it's osir anyway. Two nafkaminas. One, hefsed meruba. Because at least, I don't know if the Mashal, didn't go for hefsed meruba. The Taz quoted the Mashal. He likes the Mashal. If you look at the Taz, and it's called Dalit, then you might say, Shifsa Glechum Kadas Mashal. Rakbamokam hefsed godo. Then you can rely on the Beis Yosef and the Ramo, disagree with the Mashal. The Klisheni, Enu Mafnum Avliya Klal at all. Okay? So the Taz, be mat makil by Klisheni, be makam hefsed godo. By Davagush, you won't be made. That's going to work for the Taz. Mashal didn't go for hefsed rubber so far. Then this is what I thought. I thought of the second Teretz. Oh, Mafnum Avliya Kiechod. Who was the author of this distinction? The Mashal. So the Mashal is like this, that it's true that a Kli Sheni can be Maflid or Mavliya, but the Mashal is a Kli Sheni, the same as it's not Mavashal, cannot be Maflid Mavliya Kekha. Tarov is Tamim. So the two go together. Quote the Mashal. Dovagush, can he be Maflid Mavliya Kekha? I should have told you this a long time ago. Ain Beis Maish Bo Chiddush. Chazer again, start thinking. So, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about this earlier. Okay, fine. Let's now go back to the Chavas Das. What did you say? The Fadas Mechamamos, for sure, Kirishan is nothing to talk about. Mekaros, Fakert, nothing to talk about. When is there a Machlokas, Tatoi Law? Look, man, no walls. No Mechamamos, and no Mekaros. And the question becomes, give me a case. Where's the case of no Mekaros, no Mekaros? Where's the case? Give me a case. Where's there a case? So we have two cases. One is a Dover Gush in the air. Dover Gush in the air? There's no Defanus Mechamos, no Defanus Mekaros. Right now, nothing. That's all Sugim Mesef the Psochim. I involve. That's exactly the case over there. A piece of meat, carbon paste. Not on the fire, for sure not. It's off the fire now. So that's the question. You put shemen on it, it drips off it, all these kinds of cases. That's case number two, he says, is a ladle. A ladle, you put the ladle into the soup, okay? So, something tells about the czar, etc., etc. You took it out. Now, we say the ladle has no defanus mechamamos because didn't cook in it. It wasn't really. On the other hand, since it was on the soup on the fire for a little while, not Mekaros either. Those two cases the Chavas Das has of no walls. Those are his two cases. All right, fine. Those are his two cases. Now, there's some slight technical problems with this presentation of the Chavas Das. I mean, it's a beautiful presentation. It's gewaltig. But there is a problem. A technical problem. The Chavas Das himself, I misspoke. Chavas Das himself gave a case of Dover Gush in a Klisheni. He likes the Mashal. But if you don't have the Mashal, you can't say that. It's just not going to work. That's already Klisheni Mamish. Why? The Ramah says, even though it's only the floor, that's enough to already cool it off. All right? That's what he says. Now, let me say one more thing. So we have it just flying in the air. It hasn't landed yet. That's okay. Give me a second, please. I'm trying to read to you from inside. Where do we have cases that are going to be no walls? He holds a Chavas, this is in Sadi Aleph Oshei, it's on page Chavbeis. He loves the Chavas Das. Chavis Da says that when it defines Mechamimos, there's no Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. They certainly win. No Machlokas. Klishen Mitzanos is no Machlokas. When there's no Defanos, where no... Give me a case of no walls. I'm being from some tiny base. Where's the case? Iwi Shalcham Atok Tzonein. Shalcham Kfar Yotzim Midofen Akli. Aval Adayin Lo Noch Betoch Adofen. Hamatzanenes. Al Rega Ho Iwi Nechlu Rav Shmuel. Ilo Agoma Tato Agoma. The problem is, that's great. The problem is that the Gemara sounds as the Machlokas applies even to what's called Tzon and the Tocha. Chama Tocha, we understand very well. Where is there a case of Tzon and Tocham? Give me a case. Dava Gush with the Marshal, he says. Okay. Then, a label. Those are two cases of the Marshal. That's his two cases. And I want to answer something else. What's that? What's that? The Mashal, which is called in the Taz, right over here, Sifkot and Dalit Sima Kufay, Klisheni, even though it's not Mevashal, has Koach Lavliya Lahaflit, Klisheni. According to that, the Defanos and Metzananos of a Klisheni only achieve what? That's no Koach of Bishul. Still has a Koach of Lahavliya Lahaflit. Then the problem is, calls it Dochuk. The Pshat in the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, these funny cases. Talking about simple cases of cold meat into hot milk. Milk is not dava gush. That's out of the question. Doesn't say it's in a ladle. That's out of the question. Or cliche. That's out of the question. Rav Shal doesn't flash a pshat. No. V'nira lomar. What does he say? He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. You can put a lot of water to cool, to make something lukewarm. That's the case. It's not the Fas Mechamos, because it remains cool. And the Machlokos Rav and Shmuel, in that kind of case, Shenofal B'sar Tzonein Tocholav Roser Shem B'Kli Rishon V'lo Ischame Mimenu, because there's so much milk there, or you took it out right away. That's the Machlokos Rav and Shmuel. That's his case. I don't know. It's a pretty big dochuk if you ask me too. That's the case. So far we're in trouble. So the best way out of this trouble, I believe, is to deny the original assumption. Not the original assumption. And again, his answer is going to be based on Bli or that Bishul, which we don't like. So I thought, again, the pshat is that if you take something which is off the fire, simple case, and it's still in the air, that's the case. The Gemara told us, Son of the Toch, Cholav Roseach. So we have to see the Gemara. So the Gemara, on a simple level, brings a raya from the case of Son of the Toch, Cholav Roseach. That's what he assumes. But I assume that it's not that way. Let's see. Is it Rabosai? Does the Rif quote Tato Gavra? Remember what page it is? Rif quotes Tato Gavra, so I wanted to show it to you.
Yeah, he does.
I know he quotes it, but what?
Kuf Gimel.
Kuf Gimel was? Good memory for these things. No. Whatever it is, he quotes it. Here it is. Kuf Chof Aleph. Close. Kuf Chof Aleph. Okay? So the Gemara is going to try to prove that Shmuel is correct. Okay? And what is the proof? Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel. Okay? Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel. The Ran quotes it. The Rif quotes it. Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel. Can we read it together? Cham letocham osur. Tzon letocham is osur. Oh, tato gova. Cham letoch tzonein. V'chein tzon letoch tzonein bediach. Cham letoch tzonein bediach. Had to make a lay. Bola, klipa mi boy. All right, they changed the text. Right? Kolef. Tanya Yidach. So I wanted to suggest as follows. The price of Tzolon and Tocham is referring to a case of Chol of Cham in a Kli Rishon. Look at the price. Tzolon and Tocham is Osir. Is that the Raya to Shmuel? The Megillah Sefer was assuming that's what was the Chavasas. That's a raya to Shmuel. But Gevalt, that's no raya, because it's the Fadas Mechavavos. And that all kind of funny ukimtis. No, that's the Chulei Alma. The raya is not from Tzona to Chav. The raya is Faken. From Chavah to Tzona, it's only a Kadei Klipa. That's the raya. And that's what the Ran says. Elei Mechavah to Tzona Kolev, the Alma that Tzona Gova, Klipa Mi Aboi. Tani was in the Shmuel, Chamat al Cham, El Mizah Shneem, Nit Meor, Anidayim al Chaim Chamin, etc. Chamat al Tzonen, Mediach, Shunit al Tzorah Gobar. The rise only from Chamat al Tzonen, not Tzonen al Tzoham. It's before Shnera. Chamat al Tzonen, Mediach, Mishunit al Tzorah. I didn't say about Tzonen al Tzoham. That's a Choladeus. That solves the world's problem. I think that's a much, much better answer to this otherwise sticky problem. Fine. Another point of interest is that we say that the concept of Irish Nifsaka Kiluach as being nothing. So I wanted to suggest to you that Irish Nifsaka Kiluach is another one of those exceptions. What do I mean, one of those exceptions? Even though we suggest that, strictly speaking, there's an equation of Bishul and Belia, but the Irish Nifsaka Kiluach is an exception. What do I mean, exception? We want to suggest, again, the bottom line, I didn't tell you before, there are three opinions, la'alocha l'maisi, in nifsak giluach. One opinion is that the shach says it can be a blia without a bishul, klei klipa, as a chumra bialma. Fine. The Yad Yehuda doesn't go for that. He thinks that Irish Nifsaka Kiluach is Mavliya Bekulo. It's against the Ramah, by Maliga. Okay, he goes against the Ramah, not afraid. But the Chaznish went the other way around. Chaznish went the other way around and said, no, who made up this Gzeira? Nifsaka Kiluach is Mutter. Nifsaka Kiluach is Mutter. Rabbanu Shalom, we do it the Gemara. The Gemara on a simple level is referring to what kind of a situation? Situation of Nifsak. How do we know it's Nifsak? It says, Notaf. Nataf on a simple level means tipa tipa. Push up shot, it's nataf. Nataf. So gevalt, what are you going to do? It's nataf. What's going on? Oh. So here we have the following. Again, let's we have on both sides, we got to go slow. I'll be finished soon. In the AM, we'll finish. Let's go slow. The Shach says that Sochem Ayin Vav, it's clear that Irish Nifsaka Kiluach is Mavliya Kadei Klipa, right? Beferish. Beferish. What's the Raya? He brings a Raya. Take a look in Simen Kuf Hei Sif Kodon Hei. So we are. Sif Katan Hei. He brings a rhyme of Fereshus. Let's see if I can find it. Oh. Uke the Muchak of a Perakates and Solon. That's the lashon of the Shach. The Ka'amar, not the Mirot for the Cheretz, because I love Yiklof, it's Mekomo. Hosnam on Nifsaka Kiluach. Heard the Gam Nifsaka Kiluach? Ad the Mekele Bola Kadek Lipo. It's Mefurish. That's the Pashup Shah in the right way the Machzah Shekel understands it. Okay? Chazanish says, no, I deny it. Who made up this Chumrah? This look should be Het HaGamah. I brings a right from the Gemara. Yeah, he's right. Because the Gemara is referring to a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is on the fire of Mammon. There's no metal intervening. Then only in that case, it's like putting a Kli Rishon down on the floor. As I told you before, it comes in the crazy place. He gives this answer. Oh, but there's another possible shot in the Raya of the Shach. Basa Cham Tochol of Tzoneh. That's Chamatov Tzoneh. Even though, Pashup Shat, the Bosa was Nifsek from the Kedera. Oh, says the Chazanish, no. A distinction between Nifsek by a liquid and Nifsek by a solid. Nifsek by a liquid is spread out and loses all of its force. By a solid, it maintains its force. So the Chazanish claims by a liquid, it's zero. Yadhuda says by a liquid, it's Kulo. Zero Kulo, and the Shach is a centrist. He says it's a Kedek Klipa. But even if it's so, presumably it is an exception to the rule of Bia and Blishul being exactly the same thing, because it's a Chumra Bialma. It's a Chumra Bialma. It's important to understand this critical distinction. Because we know that there is an issue, but we mentioned before from the Rabbi Natam, the steer Rabbi Natam, and he's the one who says, Iris Kikli Rishon. And he still mata the milk. So the Beis Meir said, that's called Nisqa Kiluach. He also, Nisqa applies even to solids, not only to liquids. Chazanish was suggesting this possible distinction. Okay. What have you said? But I'm trying to end in an appropriate time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the problem is as follows. The Gemara says clearly that the Nifsek HaKiluach is a problem. Is a problem? Interestingly, the Truma Sadeshin, is the one who said it, did not quote our Gemara as a Raya. It's such a Pella de Gazach. The Pella de Gazach. The Gemara, this is the place to bring a Raya from. It's hard to understand why he doesn't bring this as a Raya. I thought the following pshat. More than that.
I mean,
yeah, Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim, the riff, it's printed over here in the riff in Kuf, Chaf, Aleph, it's right over here. It doesn't quote all the sources, that's the problem. What I want to show you is not here. But we already spoke about it a few times. Let's take a step back, okay? Take a step back. The Truma Sadeshin says as follows. No, I don't mean that one about the typo. No. Let me find the field. Let's take a look at Simon in the Gra, Simon Sadi Bey, Sifkotan, Mem Gimel. Okay, this is one more place. Sadi Bey's Mem Gimel. Yeah. Who's speaking over here? Truma Sadeshin. Venira Lee says the Gon. Ryle Dvarov from Ketzet Solin. Not the Mirota. Vasagadadad the Cheres Tonenes. Viafagav the Persaka Kiluach. Koshakosta Betosis is Vachin. Truma Sadeshin says. So therefore, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Shalom, the Vilna Gaon is a Gaon, we all know that, but the Truma Sadeshin also know how to learn. Why didn't he quote this Gemara as a proof to him? Should have quoted this Gemara. A perfect proof. The Gaon quoted. Why didn't he quote it? So I want to give the following answer. From our Gemara, I get an impression that not only is it, Leah is even Bishul, because it's called what? It's called Matvile. So as far as Matvile, we had a deflection of the Megillah Sefer. He said, Matvile means it's enough to to kill, to as a little bit of influence, it's not purely tzliyesh. Not purely tzliyesh by Korban Pesach. But to create a real bishul by itself, it couldn't do. That's what the Megillah Sefer had suggested. But what about, why did they bring the raya from there? I wanted to suggest that's only in the Havamina. The Havamina is Tcheres Tonenis. Then in Inuchinami, Irish and Nifsak is Mevashel Kunt the Rav, Olzi Lo Govar. But the Maskana, we pass like Shmuel, the more it changed its mind, Tcheres Roseach, there's no longer any raya. That's where the true was, that didn't bring any proof from this Gemara. Oh, with this I answer the following kasha as well. This is in Megillah Sefer Simon. See if I can find it quickly. Yeah, Sadi Aleph Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan says what he says. It's impossible, the Aruch HaShulchan. Doch HaGodol, it's against the Gemara. Psochim. What does it say? Sochel, the Korban Pesach, Hashem, and Shal Truma. What are you kidding? Shemen who ma'od muat biyachas to Korban Pesach who was sofer shal dov yischamim, and then another wrote to all the cheres that said the Tanner was godol ein aroch. We wrote that this is page chaf aleph. Gevalt, you see, it's a poison oak situations. That's the kasha. So I want to answer as follows. He's right according to the Havamin, not the Maskana. The Maskana is talking about cheres. Chama, that Ryan acts off. And the Gemaskon is that Sochel B'Shemah Shoshuma is unique for a different, for, it's such a small amount. That's exactly what the Gemara gave. That's exactly the Gemara's Teretz. Remember, Shani Sicha is Mu'at Ma'od, and you don't say. That's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan says. I think that's a beautiful answer. That's the Maskon, it's different. He's asking a kasha from the Havamina, and I'm answering The Maskana, it has to be, the Aruch HaShulchan is right. Okay. Our final point, which just discusses this because it's important, again, halva halacha lemaisa in your kitchen, is as follows. And this will end with this. The Bari HaShulchan has a chumrah, and here we go again, the two tzfron that we love going head to head, so we'll end with that. Nice way to end this Chazar HaShir. In the following situation. Bari HaShulchan over here in Simon Kuf Hei, Sivkotin Samach Hei. If you have one, please open it up. It says as follows. Also, Laras Miklishesh Boshuman Koshel and Ner Dolek. Yeah, he quotes himself what he said back in Sadi Beis. He says, watch out, he says. Don't pour from a power of a kli to something which has in it milk. They take an urn and they pour into hot chocolate. He said, you shouldn't do it. Now, shouldn't you do that? He says, why? Because the steam is going to rise up and make the urn milchix. Shouldn't do it. People are not. Ain't is horrid b'kach. Then he says, the milk of the kli has it in plain water right now. It's still a problem. All right, not by not, but we're machon lechatchila. Then he says, even the pot is empty. That is lechatchila. That's what he says. Over here. That's what he says. Okay. Now, we pointed out that the Megillah Sefer does not agree to this. He's machmer all the way, and the Megillah Sefer does not agree to it at all. Let me just read you a little bit from the right place over here. What page is it on? Trying to find the right place. Be Reish Ches, perhaps. Reish Ches. He asks everything. It's very common. He says the world is on Nizer. He said, you know why? Lomatsinu isa lechatchila v'mar l'toch iser lo v'mar l'toch heter the hevel amua the ola rak nitzik is tam kolish. It's along the lines of not by not, and it's not a problem. Not a problem. Moreover, he says here the Ramah in Sidgimel that we just read is referring to what kind of a case where you are with an Isur be'en, but not Kliya Beluah me'Yisur. That's not a problem, he points out. And this is what we spoke about, the last thing we spoke about before we started the Chazara, just to come back to that for a second, that we have over here in the Mordechai, Tovshin Tezvav. He's the one who says this din, and it's quoted the halacha here in the Ramah, and the Vilna Gaon. Take a look at Sivkotin Chof Aleph here. Chof Aleph. Here we go. Also Laros, that's the Ramah in Siv Gimel. Machshirin. Yeah, Easter, Nip. The whole discussion, is it Hevel, is it Nitzuk? We don't have time to go into discuss it right now. Is it the same sheet or is it a different sheet? It's the Rambam and the Rash. But the Maisa, I think we can be Maker like the Megillah Sefer against the Bani Hashulchan. We'll have to stop here. And let's wish you a Freilich and Shabbos Chanukah. Sunday, have a vacation day for Chanukah. Spend time with your families. Monday, Mit Hashem, we will continue with the new inyan. Siyam Nishmai. We started Sivdal yesterday. We're going to try to go through. If we can finish, we're not going to. I can't imagine we're going to finish Kufay next week. I can't. I don't see how it's possible. But we can aim for it. But I'm feeling in advance.
I really want to spend a long time on C10.